along, a smile and a song for anyone. Yes, it's song time with Webster's Smog Fuel.
Only a rose.
Once again, welcome to Your Song Parade. Half an hour of glorious musical boredom with songs that your mother loved and everyone else hated.
Thank you, Dennis Mayne. Tonight I am including in my repertoire Schubert's Violin Sonata, guest soloist Billy Hugh Scott. And now, request spot. My first request comes from Jack Blonger, a two-headed Mongolian criminal tram driver who is under treatment for the dreaded emulsion of the legs and the green lurgy. Cheer up, Jack. I'm all right. And here is your song, and it's called
One Alone to Be My Own. Alone, my love, to find your caresses. Song divine, and you are mine. I wonder how my love...
We regret to announce the sudden death of the well-known BBC tenor... the well-known BBC tenor Webster Smogpule. The program and the death were recorded. The next program follows in 1 second.
Here is the next program.
With Patrick Sellers, Isaac Thecombe, and Tom Milligan, we present...
The Greatest Mountain in the World, or... I Knew Fred Kroot, or...
The Greatest Mountain in the World.
This story opens in the basement of a disused fish-squirting factory. There, during a meeting being held by the Royal Geographical and Archaeological Society, a member is concluding his speech.
And he's got one digging, one covering up, and one looking for fresh places. And that's how King Tutankhamun's common tomb was discovered. Hey, thank you.
Thank you, Sir Mortimer Wheeler.
I don't wish to know that.
And now, please, silence for the right and left, Honorable Sir Harry Seagull, President of the Young Tiddle-I-Po. Honorary parole prisoner and twice winner of the Dartmoor Escape Medal.
Thank you, gentlemen. Members, in view of Sir Edmund Hillary and Tiger Tenzing's great achievement last year, I have decided to go one better. I intend to climb the highest mountain in the world.
But it's already been climbed.
You're thinking of the one Hillary and Tenzing climbed. Well, now, I have news for you. I have discovered a higher one.
What is its name?
Well, I can't keep this mountain a secret forever. It's bound to leak out eventually. I'll tell, and you're the first men to hear it. It's called Mount Everest.
Pardon. Pardon, sir, but the mountain has already been climbed. Hooray.
Climbed? Climbed by whom?
Hillary and Tenzing. Hooray.
My goodness.
So, they've climbed Mount Everest as well. What a dirty trick. Never mind. I'll not be defeated by this dishonored stratagem. I will find a higher mountain.
And where are we going to find this higher mountain?
Boss. What, Ellington?
Why don't we build a higher mountain?
Build our own mountain?
Yeah.
What rubbish? Get out! Has he gone?
Yes.
Good. Gentlemen, I have a brilliant idea. Why don't we build our own mountain?
Bravo, buddy. Yeah, buddy.
Thank you, buddy.
Okay, buddy.
Yes. Yes, now, where will we build this mountain? Yes, Mr. Crumb?
I think we should build it in Hyde Park.
Why Hyde Park?
Well, it's handy for the buses and shops.
Hyde Park. Any objection?
Oh, yes. If we built this mountain on England, England would sink under the weight.
Sink? In that case, this mountain would be invaluable. People could climb up the sides and save themselves from drowning.
Mercy, you're right. Hurry and build it before we all drown.
Splendid. No. Who will second Mr. Crumb's idea?
I will.
Anyone else?
Yes, me.
Excellent. Mr. Crumb, your idea has won support.
I thank them. I walk in the shadow.
Yes, I can see that. On Monday, then, we start cleaning Hyde Park. Failing that, we'll start on Monday. If not, in Hyde Park on Monday. Meeting adjourned.
Work began, and a great area in the park was cleared. The method was very simple. One digging, one filling in, and one looking for fresh places.
Foreman Spruntley! Glad to hear it. Now, did you drain the water from the Serpentine?
And we filled it in with solid concrete.
Concrete. Good. That's very good.
What a beautiful morning. Free my love. And would your question set me burning? Ooh, what a beautiful morning.
Heckles.
Yo?
What are you doing?
Having a good time.
Having a good time? How'd you get that lump on your head?
I just dived in the Serpentine.
Dived in? Did you know it was solid concrete?
No, but I know now. In any case, I wouldn't dare dive in a pool with water in it.
Why not?
Can't swim.
Hello, Lord Seagull. Look what I've got in this little box.
Oh, it's a little lump.
Yes, a lump. I put it on the ground. There. Now, I'm going to make a mountain out of that.
What is it?
A molehill.
Anyone about here?
Yes, us.
What are you three laying down for?
A very good reason.
What's that?
You just ran over us.
Are you Mr. Crumb?
Only just.
Well, this parcel on my lorry is for you.
Oh, that'll be the mole for my molehill. Come on, help me lift it down.
Got the old belt on. Good luck.
Good grief, it weighs a ton. Now let's get the string cut. Echoes the scissors.
Okay, here we go. A bit there, one there. How's that?
Very good. But I didn't want a haircut.
Here he is. The mole.
Oh, yeah, look at him. He must be hungry.
Yes. Here, boy. Here's a nice worm for you.
Thanks, any more?
You idiot, Eccles. That was for the mole, yes. I say, are you sure he's a mole?
Of course he's a mole. Look, here's the letter. With love to our dear British friends from your pals the Egyptians. There. If you don't believe me, read the label round its neck as proof.
All right, yes. It says L-I-O-N. L-I-O-N? Mole? L-I-O...
Well, what does it say?
Lion! It's a
lion! Oh, you silly man, you. Ellington, do you think it's a lion?
Yes!
Nice pussy. Pussy. Here, pussy. Eat this. It's all for you.
Put me down.
The greatest mountain in the world. End of part one. Ices, chocolates, and Max Gelray. Thank you.
The Greatest Mountain in the World, Part 2. Now read on.
Having escaped from the lion, work went ahead on building the mountain. Then, when it had reached a height of 10,000 feet, disaster. At midnight, Krun was awakened.
Pardon me, is this your mountain, sir?
Yes, I am part owner of it.
I'd love to come down, you know.
What?
I'd love to come down. It'll have to be dismantled.
But what? Who are you?
Sex, male, name, Bog F. Superintendent, Ministry of Works and Housing. Section 9, no mountain weighing more than 8 pounds, 10 ounces, and measuring more than 20 feet, may be built within a radius of Nelson's Column.
What are you going to do?
Well, I'll just put these little sticks at the base of the mountain and light the fuses so.
Is that all?
Yes, that's all, thank you. Well, I better be going now.
Well, good night, and a Merry Christmas.
Thank you, and a Happy New Year to you.
What a nice fellow. Now, what are these two red sticks he stuck in here? Huh? There's writing on them. Dynamite!
Hello? Hello. Did I hear someone calling? Something burning around here. Oh, what a bit of luck. Two big cigars and they're both lit. Let me see. What brand are they now? TNT brand. Must be a new make. I'll take a puff on one. Strong. I'd better nip the other one out and save it for later.
The mountain's all gone. Oh, Ellington.
I ain't Ellington.
Huh? Oh, no, you're not. Yours wipes off, doesn't it? Oh, it's Eccles. You're Eccles.
Yeah, oh, pleased to meet you, Eccles. Pleased to meet you.
But the mountain, blown to pieces.
Oh, what's happened? Where's my mountain?
Gone, destroyed. Smashed to pieces by the Ministry of Works.
We'll call an immediate meeting of the Royal Alpine Society.
Have not the time. Yet the people have been heard about. I have never asked it. I have never lived on your love. Come, live out. Come, live out. All of my mother.
Well, gentlemen, Lord Elphus had made it quite clear. We have no option. We have to start building another mountain in another country. I therefore call upon Major Bradnock for advice.
And other disgusting noises. Gentlemen, I have the answer to this problem.
Bravo, buddy.
Silence, Miss Bannister, or I'll muggle your crampons with me grit clasp. Now to biz. Mount Everest. It's 5 miles high, isn't it? Yes?
Yes.
But it measures 12 miles across the bottom.
Well?
Well, all we need to do is to tip Mount Everest on its side, and we'll have a mountain 12 miles high.
How do you intend tipping Mount Everest on its side?
Well, isn't it obvious?
No.
Then I have another idea. Why don't we saw the top off Everest, insert a portion of some other mountain underneath, thus raising Everest another 100 feet?
No. That would be cheating. And against the international alpine laws.
Gentlemen.
Oh, might I interpose? Thank you. I know of a mountain that is higher than Mount Everest. Oh.
Well said, Eccles.
Thank you. This mountain is 33,000 feet high.
And its name?
Fred. Mount Fred. There is, however, one snag. It is under the sea, 300 Kilgore fathoms down.
Well, it's worth a try. Hands up those in favor. Well, now, gentlemen, it is decided we sail on an expedition ship to locate the sunken mountain. Ellington?
Yes, dear boy.
Clear the decks.
At your leisure.
Mm-hmm.
girl in Kalamazoo. I don't want to boast, but I know she's the toast of Kalamazoo, zoo, 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 zoo. Years have gone by, my, how she grew. I liked her looks when she carried my books in Kalamazoo, zoo, 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 zoo. I'm gonna send a wire, hop aboard a flyer, leaving today. Am I dreaming? I can hear her screaming, hiya, Mr. Jackson, everything's okay. A-L-A-M-O-Z-O. Oh, what a girl, a real pipperoo. I'll make my bid for that freckle-faced kid I'm hurrying to. I'm gonna meet you, gonna see that sweetest gal in Kalamazoo.
Mountain, Part 3. Read on.
We fitted out a magnificent expedition vessel. To make the ship safe, we sent it by boat. And soon we hove to above the mighty Mount Fred.
Lower the anchor.
Okay.
Shouldn't it have had a chain attached to it?
Oh, yeah. But it couldn't have been a very good anchor.
Why not?
It sank, didn't it?
Ah, Major, sir, your secret deep-sea observation bathysphere, the X-9, is ready to be lowered over the side.
Well, I'm afraid we can't use it. You see, there's a slight technical fault.
What's that?
The whole thing's useless. However, I found another method of making forced meatballs.
Forced meatballs?
Yes.
Major Bloodnock, we have not come 6,000 miles out here with all this ultra-modern submarine equipment and diving apparatus equipped for deep-sea mountain climbing to make forced meatballs.
And why not?
Because we've come to climb the highest undersea mountain in the world.
Slice me dunger and hell me iron thudders. What blasted idiot thought of that?
You did, sir.
What a brilliant idea.
May I interrupt you for a second?
Yes, what do you want?
Nothing. I just want to interrupt.
Get out of here, you naughty little boy, you. Oh,
Major?
You naughty little thing.
Mage.
What?
According to our calculations, we're almost above Mount Fred.
Then, action! Then, to climb this underwater giant, we shall need the following. Alpenstocks, skis, rope, crampons, crevices, grappling irons, and tents.
Tents? But this climb is underwater.
Thud me, you're right. Include umbrellas, raincoats, and Miss Myrtle Penelope Dimple.
What's she for?
I like the woman.
How are we going to carry all the heavy equipment?
Camels.
Camels? Camels live underwater? That's mad.
Of course, only mad camels could live underwater. We're in condition tonight. Do you think I'm crazy?
Yes.
What a splendid judge of character this fellow is. Now, what next? Ah, yes, provisions. Most important. Paraffin cookers for cooking paraffin.
You can't cook underwater.
Of course not. We shall surface for all meals, you understand. And now, how far is it to the base of the mountain? Get ready, all you climbers.
How do you intend getting down to the mountain?
Quite simple. One digging, one filling in, and one... I mean my famous fireman system. We lower a greasy pole over the ship's side, and we all slide down to the mountaintop and plant the British flag.
No. That will never do.
What?
That would be a foul. You can't climb down to get to the top of a mountain. The International Alpine Club state categorically that all mountains must be climbed up to get to the top.
Flood me cistern with galloping crabs. You mean we've got to climb to the bottom and then climb up again?
Yes.
Thud. How far is it to the very bottom?
Approximately 3 miles. To be exact, 3 miles.
Much too far to walk. Everybody in the car will drive down. Ellington, away we go.
Right.
To enable the story of the underwater epic to be continued, the BBC have installed microphones at the base camp of Mount Fred, on the North Col, and at the summit. Now, read on.
Stop the car! We're lost, lost. Lord Seagull, ask a native where we are.
Right, sir. I'll knock on this oyster.
Yes?
Oh. Is Pearl in?
No. But Pearl isn't in, but I'm her mother.
Of course, you must be Mother of Pearl.
What do you want, buddy?
Could you direct me to Mount Fred?
I'm a stranger down here, buddy.
You'll regret this, buddy. Oh. You can't trifle with the British Empire, buddy.
Beat it, buddy.
Come here, buddy. Come on, Seagull.
Stop arguing. Don't argue. Get in. Drive on, Ray.
Okay.
Hey, though, look what I met, an octopus.
Well, don't stop to shake hands. We'll be here all day. Drive on, Ray.
Okay, again.
He should have waited for us.
Yes, now we are hopelessly lost.
Lost? Rubbish. I know exactly where we are.
Where?
Here.
I do believe you're right. I do believe so. Nevertheless, someone must surface and see where we are. Now, let me see, who shall it be? Blue Bottle!
I heard you call me, my captain. I heard you call me. England expects. Six hand up jumper in Lord Nelson pose. Move left stage way.
Blue Bottle, I want you to get to the surface.
The surface it shall be, I shall surface. Quickly puts on Elsie Steen men's night only bathing drawers. I am ready, Captain. Pray tell me, how do I get to the surface?
Just grab the horn to the submerged mine.
Oh, jolly good. Here. Do not mines go off bang?
Of course not. Do your duty, Blue Bottle.
I knew it was safe for me to do my duty, Blue Bottle. Moves forward over to mine. Grabs hold of horns. Very gently. Aye. It is safe. I did not believe you at first, but now I know that...
Hello?
You rotten swine, you! You have deaded me again. Oh, I die in my prime. Farewell, I pay. Pushes button B, gets money back, exits to Naffy for tea.
I've deaded him.
Ooh.
I'll have to tell his mother.
Yeah, that'll cheer her up, yeah.
Lord Seagun.
Oh, it's Madeline Monroe.
Ooh, here.
Take your hands away from me, Eccles.
Mr. Cran, how can I mistake you for Marilyn Monroe?
I've got air bubbles in the seat of my trousers.
I see.
Now, I've come down to tell you that the explosion has blown Mount Fred to bits.
What? Oh, curse. The only mountain taller than Everest and we Georgie Wood. Oh, that's ruined our chances.
Oh, never mind. Never mind. Never mind. Here. Oh, sonny, have a cigar.
Thanks.
It's one I got from that Ministry of Works fellow.
Strong, aren't they?
Yeah.
We regret to announce the death of Lord Seagoon, Mr. Crun, and Eccles. The program was recorded. Good night.
Yep. Good night, folks. Have a good time.
You're supposed to be deaded.
No, I'm not deaded.
Hurry up and be deaded, then you can go home for tea.
Yeah, come on, Eccles, be deaded.
No, I'm not going to be deaded.
You are deaded. We're all
deaded. I'm not deaded.
That was The Goon Show, a recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe, and Spike Milligan with the Ray Ellington Quartet and Max Geldray. The orchestra was conducted by Wally Stott, script by Spike Milligan, announcer Wallace Greenslade, the program produced by Peter Heaton. It is now proven that the cast were all deaded. The London Palladium is now appearing in Argyle Street. Argyle Street is also appearing there. Philip Harbin has not been properly deaded, neither has Kay Hammond. Now read on.